the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Rockin', we're rolling. We had a surprisingly high-scoring affair on Thursday Night Football. I'm up units for once after Thursday night. Cash in on the diamond. Thank you, Cattell Marte, the ultimate sweat, the very last at bat. He finally got that single, and it was a walk-off of a single for the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're alive and kicking still in the NLCS, and we cashed in as well on the college football gridiron. Rice, the underdogs, as to take them straight up on the money line, and they won 42-10 against Tulsa. So, Lundy, let's stay in fuego and continue to ride this heater, and hopefully that will come into play. Those fiery selections here on the college gridiron. Let's make some college cash, shall we? So let's peel off a few $100 bills, slap them down our favorite sports book, and hopefully count the money in the end. Looking at the junior circuit that is out there, what bet most is catching your eye? Maybe it's the lone game on Friday night, Temple and SMU. I will have a selection on that a little bit later if Lundy does not. Or the full slate of Saturday games. A lot of spectacular matchups. So, Lundy, what is tickling your pickle?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun matchups that are on the schedule for tomorrow. I'm kind of meh about the game tonight. I'll find an excuse to bet on it. So I'll look forward to what you've got. I've kind of got one that I like. I'll look forward to what you've got going on this one. But for tomorrow, so full disclosure. You should probably fade everything that I say associated with college football because last weekend was very profitable for me, which means I'm going to come crashing down. I picked four upsets last week and hit three out of the four. So that's why I'm saying, like, you may want to fade the living crap out of me for tomorrow. But Texas Tech could be on their third string quarterback tomorrow, who is a true freshman. And they're going to do it on the road against BYU. I'm going to take the Cougars straight up on the money line at plus 130. It's possible that the backup will be okay. He's basically, my understanding is, we're kind of looking at a game time decision. But if he can't go, then they are going to go with a true freshman by the name of Jake Strong. So you're talking about putting a guy in there, in this opportunity on the road at altitude, at a stadium. And I know BYU's not as strong as they have been in years past, but that stadium still gets rocking. Those fans get into it there. So you put all of that together, plus 130 is what you can catch that at DraftKings. BYU's catching 3 points. So if you want to take them on the points, feel free. But I think BYU is going to win this one straight up.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic call. I think the Cougars indeed could take that on the money line again at a plus money. Why the hell not? Speaking of plus money, at even money on the SGP and one of the marquee matchups on Saturday in the bodacious Big Ten, we got Penn State taking on the Ohio State. And that game be played at the Shoe in Columbus. I'm going to take this on SGP. Give me Penn State. I'm going to jack up the line on an alt spread here, a +10.5. And then I'm also going to jack up the total to 50.5 and slam that under. So on that simple two-legger at BetMGM, again, plus 100. You look at these teams, nearly evenly matched on paper and all the advanced analytics that are out there. I mean, really can analyze it until you're blue in the face. And the same conclusion comes to fruition. It's like there's really not much of a difference between these two teams. Evidence in case here, PSU, number 16 in EPA total offense and number 3 nationally in EPA total defense. Ohio State, number 11 in EPA total offense and number 6 in EPA total defense. So these are teams that can win in shootouts, but generally don't mind playing in wars of attrition. And on this one, it's going to be a bit of a slog at times. Penn State has covered it 6 straight games, are impeccable, a perfect 6-0 ATS on the standard line this season. And Ohio State on the standard total has gone under in 5 of 6 games. So in a game that is screaming to me like 21-17, right around that department, and Ohio State may get the victory. It doesn't matter to me as long as Penn State keeps this within 11 points. So to recap on this SGP, the Nittany Lions, rawr, plus 10.5 on that old spread. And on the old total, give me the under 50.5. That is plus 100 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Oh, here's a name you didn't remotely think of was going to kick off the countdown today on Numero Cinco on NFL Week 7 player props. I love, adore the over on Nelson Agholor, the former Philadelphia Eagle, a member of a couple other franchises in his NFL career. I just recently was reminded, oh, yeah, he's catching passes now from Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, and I think he's going to catch at least a couple, and those couple of receptions going to go for at least 23 yards. So give me the over 22.5 receiving yards against the visiting Lions, minus 115, available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Agholor very quietly has been a cash cow in this category. He is logged at least 39 receiving yards in 4 of 5 games this season. Yeah, he's only getting 15.3% of the team target share, but the A dot 13.2 is wide receiver 22 right now. 10.5 yards per target, that's wide receiver 16. So all it tells you is he's a big play receiver, gets a lot of chunk gains, and out of the slot is going to see a lot of Will Harrison coverage, who's allowed a 78.6% catch percentage to his assignments. And not only that, too, Lamar Jackson has a 127.1 passer rating when targeting Nelson Agholor this year. And slot weapons have done a lot of damage against Detroit. Chris Godwin, Adam Thielen, even Jaden Reed, all of them had at least 50-plus yards against them. And again, all I need is 23, and we cash a winning ticket. Yeah, the Lions are number 9 at EPA per play defense overall. They've been outstanding, especially on that front. But there are some question marks in this secondary, and I think Agholor will take advantage of that weakness. So, put all together, Nelson Agholor over 22.5 receiving yards against Detroit, minus 115 at DraftKings. Lundy, Fader follow.
I like that you say, oh, well, we're going to throw out a name people aren't thinking about. Anybody that's doing fantasy's heard of this guy. Everybody's always just waiting for him to break out, right? He's going to be my breakout guy. And now he's hanging out in Baltimore. But you're right. He has been a cash cow on the, in terms of cashing on receiver props. Sometimes you got to dig deep to be able to find these. This game, I'm going to give you a bet in bonus time that is sexy plus odds in this game. And I really am convinced that it's going to hit. I'm actually surprised it's as plus odds as it is. I think this game is going to be really, really interesting, to be honest with you. I think this could surprise some people. So let's talk some more about this one in bonus time. But like this one, 22.5, I think he gets the job done. I think that Lamar just keeps looking his way.
Oh, Lundy, hiking up the skirt, you naughty boy.
Number four.
All right, Numero Cuatro here on the Fade Five podcast. And you have that lovely imagery in your head right now. I am going to try to give you a palate cleanser with Patrick Mahomes. Give me the over, baby, on 2.5 passing touchdowns against the L.A. Chargers. Remarkable juice on this. Plus 150. Yeah, I'll get seduced by that juice. And indeed, I got sucked in when I immediately saw this. That juice available right now at BetMGM. Mahomes hasn't really been a money man in passing touchdown props this year. He's only gone over this 2.5 line, which has consistently been posted every single week for him. Only one time. It's happened just a week. He is still number 1 in total red zone pass attempts, though he is number 23, again, uncharacteristically so, and red zone completion percentage. But when you got Travis Kelce, you got Rashee Rice, who's really become an emerging target inside the 20-yard line. I think he's going to throw for not only one, not only two, but Trace scores in this game. Tua Tagovailoa, Kirk Cousins were a pair of quarterbacks and went over this number against LA earlier this season. And we know the woes that Chargers have had trying to ground opponent passing attacks. They are number 30 in EPA pass defense in the National Football League, giving up 317.8 pass yards per game, 8.45 pass yards per attempt. So Mahomes, I think, is going to deliver some strikes for six in this one. I need three of them or more. If he does that, we cash in at +150. Again, at BetMGM. Lundy, are you getting seduced by the juice as well? Fade or follow?
I'll have fun with it because of the odds. I'd rather play him on two or more passing touchdowns and make it part of an SGP. In this game, personally, I'd rather find maybe another prop, another game prop, a team total, something like that, that I like. But as a standalone, it's hard to lean against it when you've got something that's sitting there at 1.5 odds with the +150. So I'm okay playing this one, but I do like the idea of two or more SGP, find something fun with this game, because I do think it's got the opportunity for the Chiefs to put some numbers on the board.
All right, I have no idea what the juice is on this. This is spur of the moment right off the top of my head, and I'm going to play the card that you were dealing to me. I say Mahomes gets two more passing touchdowns, and I think the option you want to go with, you want to parlay that, is Rashee Rice, like 30 or more receiving yards, 25 or more receiving yards. Slap those two together, and you're probably getting that at plus money. And Luddy will finally back me on a bet.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Feed 5 NFL Week 7 edition. I'm going to live in the land down under on one of the more prominent wide receiver names in the National Football League. And now I might be sick in a minute in the head, but yes, I'm taking the under. Can I dig it? Hell no, I can't on the over. That's why I'm tucking under 84.5 receiving yards against Bill Belichick, struggling and basement dwelling New England Patriots, -115 at DraftKings. Now, windy conditions expected in Foxborough on Sunday. There is a 30% chance of showers, so it could be some spotty precip hanging in the air. But 16 to 18 mile per hour, sustained winds anticipated in this game with gusts approaching 30. It may play a minor factor. I'm not saying, hey, all the air attacks are going to be ground in this game completely. This is going to be like old school football ground to pound style from start to finish. But it could play an influence overall in Stephon Diggs trying to get some of those chunk gains. Not only that, too, but you know Bill Belichick is going to craft a defensive game plan, is going to try to take away one of those big play opportunities down the field to the top weapon on the Buffalo Bills, and that is indeed Stephon Diggs, the only wide receiver that has gone over 80 yards against the Patriots this season, Jalen Waddle. I mean, they limited Tyreek Hill to under this mark. And if you can do that, I mean, he's an absolute superstar, a superman, and you doled out some kryptonite to him. I think the same could apply to Diggs. Now, Diggs, seeing 33.8% of the team target share, that is number two in the NFL. He is number four in air yards, number 13 in yak, number eight in yards per route run. He has gone over the century mark in 5 of 6 games, and I like the quarterback matchup for him on paper going against Jones, who's allowed a 112.5 passer rating and 18.7 yards per catch. But again, it's all about the mastermind that is Bill Belichick trying to take away the greatest offensive asset of the opposition, and that being Diggs. I still think he's going to have a decent game. It could be like 5 catches for 70 yards, 75 yards, but I don't think he gets to 85 and screws me out of an under winner. So, yeah, cue the minute work in the background. I'm living the land down under on Stephon Diggs, 84.5 receiving yards in breezy Foxborough, -115 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'll fade you on this one just because I have a hard time fading Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
admittedly. In terms of his yardage totals, I just have a hard time doing it. And okay, Belichick is a mastermind, but does he care at this point? I mean, does this guy legit give a shit at this point? I'm kind of being serious. Everybody's talking about, you know, this is his last year in New England and all these cut. Like, does he have the equivalent of senioritis when we were all in high school? Like, is he just counting down the days? Like, all right, I'm done. I got a lot of money. I'm going to go hang. I'm good. I'll see y'all in Canton. Like, is that where he's at right now? Because if that's the case, I'm not saying he's not game planning and he doesn't have some pride and he doesn't want to win some games, but I don't know, man. Buffalo might come in and just absolutely bare bottom spank these guys.
Distinct possibility. If that does happen, you might want to make it a double McRib order at the local Mickey D's, Bill Belichick.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the feed. 5 countdown. I got a whole lot of love for a Green Bay Packers player. Of course, that's Jordan Love. Give me the over 1.5 passing touchdowns against the Mile High My Little Ponies. Plus 120 available there at BetMGM. We all know the story with Denver. They don't play like a defense, especially defending the pass, where they are dead last in EPA pass defense in the NFL. You look at the quarterbacks who've gone over this, 4, in fact, have thrown for at least 2 passing touchdowns against the Broncos, who have given up 285.5 yards per game through the air and 8.84 pass yards per attempt. Love has gone for at least 2 passing touchdowns in a pair of games over 5 contests this season. He is number 6, believe it or not, in total red zone attempts, and that includes him even having his bye week. But similar to Patrick Mahomes, struggled inside the red zone, number 22, and red zone completion percentage. But he's got Christian Watson back. Jaden Reed has emerged as a reliable target underneath. Romeo Doubs has certainly had his moments, especially in the red zone. And most importantly, Lundy, Aaron Jones is trending to active in this game. We know how involved he is as a pass catcher, an electric one, out of the backfield. So put all together, the Broncos suck. They don't play any kind of defense. Love has had a lot of red zone pass attempts. And the Broncos, again, dead last in EPA pass defense. You're getting this at plus 120. Hells to the yes at BetMGM. On that over, Jordan Love, 1.5 passing touchdowns. Lundy, you're there in Denver. I know what you're thinking. Fade or follow?
No, follow. Follow. Folks, this is easy. All right. I mean, Brad already kind of laid it out. I don't really have anything to add other than the fact that I've never been so happy that before the season, I gave somebody my season tickets to this game. I've never been happier on a Friday to know that I don't have to go to that flipping stadium on Sunday and watch this POS team.
Oh, wow. Mic drop. That is a moment of silence for the Denver Broncos, and understandably so, because they are dead, deceased, buried 6 feet under.
Number one.
All right, numero uno on the feed. 5 today. Let's go with a guy that I don't think the sports books realize his strength, and they haven't really adjusted to that strength. And I'm talking about Josh Dobbs of the Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to go with an alt rush yards line. This is available at DraftKings. You could take it at 25 or more yards and get that at plus 115. If you take the standard lines at 22.5, so if you take the over there, it's a minus 115. We'll take it up another 3 yards, and you're probably going to wind up cashing, because I feel very confident that Dobbs is going to indeed reach at least 25 yards on the ground this week in his matchup against Seattle. So much so, it's numero uno here on the fade 5 countdown. Dobbs has done this in 4 of his last 5 games, and the lowest mark he has had when he has gone over this season is 41 yards. So, that's easily cruising past the necessary 25. He's averaging 5.7 rush attempts per game. He's averaging 31.5 rush yards per game. And what is important here is how Seattle plays defense. They're very aggressive in trying to attack the opposing quarterback and trying to collapse pockets. They have the second highest pressure rate in the NFL at 32.3%, which means opportunistic runs for Joshua Dobbs, who gets flushed out of the pocket, sees some green space, and could take off a couple of times. Hell, we may be able to cash this on one long run. Daniel Jones is the only quarterback to go over this against the Desert Birds this season, but he had 66 rush yards in that game. All we need is 25 out of Dobbs, and we are counting our winnings at number one on the Week 7 edition of the Fade 5. So, Lundy, fade or follow Josh Dobbs, 25 or more rush yards, plus 115 at DraftKings.
Oh, I'll follow you on this one. Why the hell not? You're getting seduced by a lot of juice this weekend, and you got to be
hell
careful. Yeah, but you got to be careful, man. You're starting to get cocky over there, aren't you? You get a couple of wins on a Thursday night, and all of a sudden, you're starting to puff your chest out a little bit. Settle down over there, Beavis, all right? Just settle down a little bit. Relax. It was one day. All right. Just calm down. You know, Ketel Marte walks off a single, and all of a sudden, Brad's
buying over, over, and over again. Let's go.
Buying around for the whole damn bar. You calm down over there, dude. Calm down. All right.
Well, I did imbibe a lot last night. So, yes, I'm overly confident right now. The head is swelled. And, yes, I'm still packing a small peen. But regardless of that, let's go to bonus time. Lundy, you're rather aroused for several wagers that are out there. It could be on the diamond. It could be on the ice. Oh, it could be on the gridiron. It could be the pro circuit. Oh, it could be the junior circuit. Maybe you got some golf for me. Feed me. Give me some more here in bonus time. What do you got?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any golf for you. It's too. We're into the winter time. You know, I don't have any golf for you, but I do have everything else covered that you want to talk about. Let me go back to college football here real quick. I told you I like BYU on the money line plus 130 at home against Texas Tech. I'll take the points, but the other potential upset that I like tomorrow at a tasty plus 220 is for Auburn to beat Ole Miss. And if you go, part of the reason I'm doing this is if you go and look at the history, first of all, Auburn is 18-5 against Ole Miss in the last 23 times that they've played each other. So we're going back to the year 2000 here to be able to do that. Wow. Talk about the flashbacks. But if you also look, as crazy as it is, Ole Miss has actually been downright awful over the last several years when they come out of their bye week. Like, they actually are the exact opposite of what you would think when you're coming out of a bye week. They have sucked when they're coming out of their bye week. And so they got to go. They got to go on the road. They got to take on the Tigers. And the Tigers defense is like, I mean, it's not all that great. All right. But there's something about this matchup. So I told you, probably fade the living crap out of me because I hit a bunch of these last weekend. But that's the other potential upset that I like. So take Auburn with the points if you want. I think it's at 6.5. But I may sprinkle a small bet on the idea of Auburn just winging that one straight up. Let me keep going here. Let's go out to the Pac-12. UCLA and Stanford. Give me the under in that one on the 53.5. UCLA's defense got exposed a little bit in Corvallis against Oregon State last weekend. I think their defense is going to shore things up this weekend, and I just think Stanford's going to struggle to score against them. So give me the under on the 53.5. And then Arizona State is going to be taking on UW. ASU sucks, okay? They really do. However, they've been covering, folks. They only lost to CU by 3. They lost to Cal by 3. They lost to USC by 14. They only lost to Oklahoma State by 12. They're covering. They're just not winning. And by the way, if you look at their last 3 games, they've scored at least 20 in all of those games. So I'm going to take them plus 26.5 against the Huskies. I think this game screams backdoor cover because I think Washington's going to take their foot off the gas by the time we get to the fourth quarter. And I think ASU can sneak this one out. So again, I think 26.5 is too much. I like it better if you want to buy yourself a point up to 27.5 just because of that magical number in college football. But I do think ASU manages to get the cover. Let me go to baseball for you for today. Multiple ways you can play this, but this is lining up to be a bad pitching day for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay, they're going with the bullpen rotation,
which is unbelievable. I can't believe they're doing that.
Yeah, they're going bullpen. And so there's a couple of ways you can do it. First of all, I like the Phillies on the first 5 line, straight money line on the first 5. You can get that at minus 130. But if you want to have some fun with it, if you do the double result, Phillies at the first 5 and Phillies to win the game, you can get that one at DraftKings at plus 140. So I like that. I like the Phillies to come straight out of the gate. If you really want to get crazy with the Cheese Whiz in the game tonight, Kyle Schwarber home run in his first AB
is
plus 1300.
Oh my, my pants, they disappeared.
And he already has homered off of what the hell's the guy's name that's starting for Arizona? Flat. I don't know what, I can't even remember his damn name, but when he came in on, when he came in on Tuesday, and gave up what, three earned runs in a third of an inning, of work in that 10-0 shellacking that took place. Schwarber's already homered on his, on him, on his ass once. So if Schwarbs comes out and does his leadoff home run again in this game, it is plus 1300. Oh, that's sexy. There's only two games on the ice tonight. That's because 30 of the 32 teams are in action tomorrow. So there's only a couple games on the ice for tonight. I'm going to give you a player prop that you're going to want to parlay with something else because it's juiced to minus 160. And that is for Calgary's Jonathan Huberdeau to have a point. In 31 career games against Columbus, he's got 22 points. So it's not quite an average of a point a game, but it's right there, folks. So again, minus 160 for him to have a point on the road against Columbus this evening on the ice. So pair that together with some other prop or some other game you like and take care of that juice at a minus 160. To the senior circuit on Sunday we go. A few plays for you. The one that I teased in Detroit and Baltimore. Give me Jared Goff to have over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 135.
Oh, yeah, work the shoulders, Lundy. Work the shoulders.
If you look at the advanced analytics, I know what the Ravens have done in terms of trying to hold teams down in the red zone, but go back and look at who they've played and who the quarterbacks were, and now go look at what Jared Goff has been quietly doing under center for the Detroit Lions. Going back to the end of last year as well as this year, I say he gets two passing touchdowns against this Baltimore team, and I will absolutely get seduced at a plus 135. Give me the over on 21.5 on the longest reception for Tyler Lockett against Arizona. Folks, all the Cardinals do is play zone defense, and all Lockett does is make you pay for playing zone defense against him. In terms of deep threats, we know all it takes is a one-and-done payday. I think he's going to crush this number. I think he's going to have a longest reception that's in the upper 20s. Mm. So the fact that you can get this at 21.5 right now at DraftKings, minus 120, a little bit of juice, but I will absolutely take it because I think Lockett is going to burn this Arizona Cardinals secondary coming up on Sunday. And then a two-legger for you on anytime touchdowns. Give me Kenneth Walker III for an anytime touchdown. But unfortunately, that is juiced at minus 185. So let's go to that Chargers-Chiefs game, and I will pair that together with Isaiah Pacheco to pay dirt this weekend. If you put both of those guys together, Kenneth Walker III, Isaiah Pacheco, anytime touchdown for each one of them, plus 177. Over at DraftKings. I've got a ton of crap that I like for tomorrow, of stuff that I like for Sunday. It'll be up on the spreadsheet, but we are up against it, so I will yield the floor to the kind gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day straight away here in a game that is the shining matchup, really, of the entire weekend. That's going to be on Sunday Night Football, and hopefully it's not going to live down to a lot of games under the primetime lights that actually resemble more of the Thursday night game in New Orleans. This game between the Miami Dolphins and Philadelphia Eagles. So on this multi-legger, Legner Maruto, give me the over on the all-total of 42.5. Points shall be plentiful in this game. I really don't need any additional evidence because the offenses speak for themselves. Give me Jalen Hurts on leg numero dos. Two or more rush plus pass TDs. So it could come on the ground, could come through the air. I just see two total touchdowns from Jalen Hurts, which he has done consistently. He's actually done this in five straight games. Leg numero tres. I need Tua to throw one passing touchdown, which he has done in all six games this year. It could be a long bomb to Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle. Could be inside the red zone where he is number eight in red zone completion percentage. I don't care. I just need one passing touchdown. Leg numero cuatro, A.J. Brown, 70 or more receiving yards. A player who was consistently getting this as well. He is number one among all wide receivers in total air yards, number five in yak, getting over 30% of the team target percentage, and he has done this in five of his last six games. And leg numero cinco, give me Jalen Waddle, four or more receptions, which he's done done in all five games this season, seeing a sizable 21.6% of the team target share. So to recap, Miami and Philly on the old total, give the over 42.5. Jalen Hurts, two or more combined rushing slash passing touchdowns. Tua Tagovailoa, I need one passing touchdown. A.J. Brown, 70 more receiving yards. Jalen Waddle, four or more receptions. A cool, a sexy, a spicy plus 210. At BetMGM. Elsewhere, about it's time. Rapid fire style. Let's go with the diamond. Joe Mantiply was the pitcher that you were searching for.
Who was you.
The reliever?
I was like praying mantis. Multiply. What? Firefly. I couldn't remember the dude's name. I think he's going to, by the way, take the Yerfy in that game.
Yeah.
-130, I think is what it is at DraftKings. I've already got a bet in on that one. Take the Yerfy. It's part of the reason why I like the Schwarbs bet.
Yeah, Mantiply, he's going to get smushed, I think, straight away in this game. I like Trey Turner to have at least two hits. And if you apply the odds boost to DraftKings, you get that right now at +200. That's crazy for a guy that's batting .471 the postseason. He has got two more hits in a game five times this postseason, and he's 3-for-4 lifetime against Mantiply. And he's probably going to see him one time in the first inning, but that could be the single to kick things off and get another hit some other time in the game, and you score a winner. It's not like this Arizona bullpen is particularly special. They were number 18 in the regular season in ERA at 4.22. Just strange. They're going to try to piece this sucker together in such a pivotal matchup in the NLCS. Elsewhere, let's go back to college, and then I'm going to wrap things up with some rapid-fire NFL selections. I mentioned the game tonight. Here's how I'm going to play it. On the SGP, give me Temple at +30.5. Yeah, 30.5. And then give me the total. I'm going to take it down to 45.5 and slam that over. You put those two together at BetMGM, even money. +100. E.J. Warder, the starting quarterback for Temple, has been in concussion protocol. Expectations are, but it's not official, that he's going to be cleared to play. And I think he'll be a difference maker in this game to keep it within 30. Temple's got off. Number 95 in EPA offense, number 132 in EPA total defense. They're miserable. SMU, pretty good. Although number 71 in EPA offense, they're number 35 in EPA total defense. Temple has yet to cover this season on the standard line. They're 0-6. They've gone under in 4-7. SMU's gone under in 5-6. That's why I'm taking this total way down and then hitting that over. So to recap, Temple +30.5. Hoo-dee-hoo on the aisles there. And the over on the all total 45.5. Even money at BetMGM. I'm also going with the ILL Illinois to win on the money line. A homecoming game against Wisconsin this weekend at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. I'm not going to be in attendance. I got to attend some kids' functions, but I'm going to be listening to the game for sure. Jim Leonard has been a coaching consult for this Illinois team, a friend of Brett Bielema. I guarantee he was brought in solely to beat Wisconsin. Given the history of Jim Leonard, and you know he was coach of this team for like seven games and really wanted the job, and they gave it to Fickell instead. So you know he is plenty motivated, still feels burned, and I think Illinois is going to step up and step out on homecoming against Wisconsin, who lost their starting quarterback in Mordecai to an injury last week, rest of season. So Illinois, I'll take on the money line plus 110, I think universally available right now at various sports books. All right. On the NFL, Bijan Robinson, over 24.5 receiving yards, -115 everywhere. Atlanta taking on Tampa on the road. The Bucs giving up 6 receptions per game, 35.8 receiving yards per game, two opposing pass-catching running backs, and Robinson's hit the over on this in 5-6. Michael Mayer giving the over 20.5 receiving yards for Vegas, coming to the Windy City and taking on my Chicago Bears, who were just awful everywhere. Number 31 EPA pass defense. They're giving up 55.3 yards per game to the tight end position, and Mayer's role has really been spiking. Last couple of games, 9 total targets. He's gone for 39 and 75 yards. Brian Hoyer expected to be the starter for Las Vegas in this game. He is going to accurately throw Michael Mayer the ball probably 2-4 times. It'll get over 20.5 yards. Aaron Jones, I'm going to take the over also on 20.5 receiving yards. We already talked about how lousy and miserable the Denver Broncos are defensively. Defending pass catching running backs are giving up 53.5 yards per game and 6.7 receptions per game to those RBs through the air. Jones only seen game action at a couple of contests this year, 21 combined routes in those games, the 3.90 yards per route run mark. So this could be one catch. Go for like a 30-yard gain, and we cash an easy winner on that over 20.5 yards. The other one I like, Isaiah Pacheco, over 15.5 receiving yards against the Chargers. He's running 11.2 routes per game. Number 13 yards per reception at the running back position. Number 5 yards per route run, caught 89.5% of his intended looks. Been over this prop in 4 or 6 games. And the Chargers allowing 59.6 receiving yards per game running back position. 4 rushers have gone over this 15.5 receiving yards mark. And I think I don't have anything else available here on the spreadsheet. Oh, wait, I lied. Puka Nacua, anytime touchdown, plus 180. Here's what's wild, folks. It's minus 140 at BetMGM. It's plus 180 at DraftKings. That's the only reason I'm taking it. He is going to probably splash 6 going against Patrick Peterson, who has already allowed 4 touchdowns to his assignments in the Pittsburgh secondary. And Nacua, number 4 in total red zone target percentage among wide receivers. Woo! That's a lot, but we got through it, and we sprinted through this edition of the Fade 5. Drop us a rating and a review. Would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast, it helps us out immensely. Also, feed or follow us on the Twitter or the X. Always trying to give it to you. Lundy on his free spreadsheet picks, at Nate Lundy. You can follow my picks as well, at Noisy Huevos, for the dashing and handsome Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.